This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Life's like a roller coaster. Plenty of ups and downs. Good times, tough times. Goes without saying that you and I are having these kind of experiences. And how do you ignore them? They just happen. We face struggles on this planet Earth. It's the cliche, I suppose. Life has its ups and downs. When it hits you, it's more than just a popular saying. I remember Albert Einstein reading that he said, "Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving." And occasionally, all we want to do is stay in bed and pull the covers over and stay there. We might feel lousy, but you've got to keep moving and pushing forward, even if you're in the middle of a difficult situation. You've got to recognize that there are good moments. Now, people try to be helpful. You know, they say, look, all it is one step at a time, one day at a time. Yeah, that's good advice. I remember another story of a girl who received a bracelet in the mail from a boyfriend, but it was no ordinary bracelet. It was beaded. On one end was a black bead, and on the other was a white bead. And the note that he put in said that the white bead carried water from Everest, the highest point in the world, and the black bead carried mud from the Dead Sea, which is the lowest point on Earth. And I thought, what a great illustration. Sometimes you're on top of the world, and another day you hit a new low. Now, it's not helpful to deny these down times in your life, and very often when someone cares and asks, "Are you okay?" we untruthfully say, "Yeah, I'm okay." Our good friends know that that's not the case, and maybe what we need to do is admit we're struggling, we're worried, or we're sad, or we're under some sort of attack. And it's not always bad to be stoic, but let's be careful, because there are downsides, and it can make us proud and self-sufficient and lead me to saying, "Hey, I don't need anyone's help. I can manage okay. Thanks." But that's where good friends are such a blessing. And it says, "I don't need any divine help either." Now, maybe we don't realize that God can help. He makes this divine offer. He cares that you are hurting. We do need to take, I think, a step of faith towards the eternal God. Maybe when others have let you down, it could be the only thing you've got left. I want to take a look at one man in the Bible who knew a lot about good and bad times, King David, Psalm 57. It's worth reading. And my Bible has the heading, "Praise and Trust in Times of Trouble." One day he was hiding in a cave from an outraged king, King Saul, who was hell-bent on destroying him. So here you have David on the run as a fugitive, an outlaw. He had a price on his head, and he wrote this psalm, Psalm 57, hiding in a cave because David had been anointed the future king, and Saul didn't like that one bit, chased him out of a country with thousands of soldiers looking around the hillside to kill him. David, a refugee, he was in trouble, and he feels distressed, scared, but he wrote this to God, "I pray to you, my protector, you will send help from heaven and you will save me. You are faithful. You can be trusted because your love reaches higher than the heavens. Your loyalty extends beyond the clouds." That's part of Psalm 57. So David realized that God is in control. He rules the earth. No one can threaten God and get away with it. So God knew David personally. And you notice there that David didn't try to deny what was going on. He faces the situation he's in. He didn't take his eyes off God. He's confident in spite of his fears. In fact, he takes up his musical instruments. He starts to sing and make music. You may not be hiding in a cave today, but you might be scared. Take a leaf out of David's book. The solution was not just fixing up his own problem, but he trusted in a powerful God to solve the issue. And with us today, there's no problem, heartache or disappointment that's too small or too big for God to help in the ups and downs of life. He understands. All you've got to do is ask. Heavenly Father, we only know too well about life's ups and downs. Like David, Lord, may I reach out to you and ask for your help today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.